Let's turn our attention to Tokyo 2020, as they're calling these Olympics in 2021. Tonight we want to highlight an impressive woman who you may not have heard of, who jointly holds the Australian record for the most number of appearances by a female athlete at the Olympics. Jian Fenglei is one of only two Australian women to wear the green and gold six times, having first worn her adopted colours at the Sydney 2000 Games. Today, the 48-year-old lost her third-round match of the women's singles competition, equaling her best Olympic results. To gain a deeper understanding of one of Australia's quiet achievers, we're joined by one of her former mixed doubles table tennis partners and the former Australian team manager, Scott Houston, who's also the CEO of Table Tennis Australia. Scott, welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the match today and how that unfolded. Not the result we were hoping for. Apart from the loss, how did the game go?
Yeah, Jian played a really strong match again today. She played against Yin Hang from Germany, and she is a former Olympic medalist. She won a medal in Rio, so she's one of the very best players in the world. And Jian lost in four games, but it wasn't without a little bit of controversy. In the first game, Jian was leading 9-7 in a race to 11, and there was a very controversial point, and the umpire actually awarded the point against Jian, which denied her three set points. So, you know, if she had have been able to get that first set, things might have been a little bit different. But when you're playing against some of these very top players in the world, you probably need a little bit of luck on your side, and you certainly don't need any luck going against you. But unfortunately, that happened in the first game today.
Out of interest, what does a controversial point in table tennis look like?
Yeah, so basically, if the ball hits the edge of the table, then it's a fair shot. But if the ball hits the side of the table, it's not a fair shot. And sometimes it can be very close call, and it's hard to see. However, you know, the consensus certainly from those who were there, probably with the exception of the umpire, which is the only one that counts, but the thought was that it definitely hit the side of the table, but went against Jian on this occasion. And, unfortunately, that basically cost her the first set, and then it was too much to catch up from there on. But she played fantastically well today as well, and backed up her three previous wins in Tokyo as well.
Well, and also, I mean, the broader picture here of wearing the green and gold six times. She was originally picked as a reserve, I understand. Just give us an idea of her journey to Tokyo, if you can.
Yeah, so for Tokyo itself, we actually, Table Tennis Australia, we had our internal Olympic qualification tournament in January of 2020. Now, that was obviously, you know, just before COVID came around, so we were ready to go for last year. And Jan finished in third place at that qualification tournament, and the top two gained automatic selection from there, so she just missed out on that. And then, however, one of the other ladies who did qualify last year, she withdrew in May for personal reasons. So Jan was the first reserve, if you like. But she proved once again for the sixth time, you know, at the Olympic Games, that she's very much internationally competitive, and she's capable of putting wins on the board, which she did, winning three matches here in Tokyo.
And Jan has this twirling technique. Tell me a bit about that and why it isn't more widely used, and how hard it is to play against.
Yeah, so Jan's style is quite unique in the modern game. In former times, it was more common, but the style has sort of gone out over the past 20 years or so. So basically what she does on her bat, she has smooth rubber on one side and pimpled rubber on the other. Now, to put it in a simple context would be, imagine someone playing with a smooth rubber and they make a topspin motion, the ball will come through with topspin. However, if she does the identical motion but playing with her pimpled rubber, the ball actually comes through with backspin, and she can actually twiddle the bat in her hand mid-point, so she can bamboozle her opponents, you know, like no end. She makes a lot of very good players look very average with her tactics and her techniques. So, she's definitely one of a kind.
And what's her legacy, do you think, the legacy that she's developed for table tennis in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Australians on the international stage, you know, she's arguably the best player we've ever had. She's been to 6 Olympic Games, including this one in Tokyo. She's also been to 5 Commonwealth Games, including winning 7 Commonwealth Games medals. She has won 24 Oceania titles and 30 national titles, you know, over 25 years or so. So the longevity of her career and the quality of her performances over that journey is second to none. You know, she's genuinely a world-class player, and we're lucky to have her.
And great to focus some attention on, I suppose, one of the more low-profile sports at the Olympics, and I think an Olympian that more Australians should know about. Scott, thanks for talking with us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Scott Houston, former doubles partner of Jan Fung Lei. He's also been a former Australian team manager and is now the CEO of Table Tennis Australia.